It's Thursday, February 13, and with your news at 8 a.m, I am Leonard Vidbian. The local civil society non-state actors network has expressed concern over the impact of U.S. President Donald Trump's 90-day foreign aid suspension on Namibia. The Namibia Diverse Women's Association is amongst those affected, with 12 employees set to lose their jobs. That is according to strategic coordinator Linda Bauman. Namnet's chairperson Mahongoro Kafiwa weighs in on the issue.
It has affected our members' operations as an institution, and also the beneficiary. However, these kind of decisions supposed to add as a learning curve. It's a high time that we need to reorganize our resources so that we can turn them on the issues that matter most. As much as COVID-19 was a wake-up call, we think also the decision is also a wake-up call for us to have more intensive dialogue among ourselves so that we see how
we can supplement each other and how can we immune ourselves from other international shocks like such a decision that can be experienced somewhere in the world.
The local inflation rate dropped to 3.2% in January, down from 3.4% in December, and significantly lower than 5.4% a year ago. The decline is largely driven by transport, housing, utilities, and food prices. However, month-on-month inflation rose to 1.1% from 0.2% in December. Almandro Janssen is an economist at Simonis Storm.
Looking ahead, we do expect Namibia's headline inflation to have a slight uptick. This is primarily driven by rising food prices, higher transport costs due to the fuel price hike, and increased housing and utility costs. But furthermore, outside external factors could put pressure on it, such as the global trade tensions that have been taking place. Namibia could feel the effects indirectly through South Africa. As South Africa is facing economic slowdown by these global trade policies, this could reduce the demand for Namibian exports, particularly in sectors like the mining, agriculture, and manufacturing. Additionally, the weaker rand tied to the Namibian dollar could raise the costs of imports, further contributing to inflationary pressure.
To South Africa now, where the EFF has called on President Cyril Ramaphosa to focus on his Palapala farm in Limpopo instead of making empty promises. Debating the State of the Nation address, the parties on Pile Maotwe argued urgent steps such as expropriating land without compensation and nationalizing South Africa's Reserve Bank are needed.
The reality is that South Africa is in the middle of a deep economic crisis, a concoction of disastrous economic policies, a lack of coordination and relentless budget cuts in education, in health, policing, food security, and all essential and critical areas of service delivery.
Continentally, the 38th African Union Summit has commenced in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, bringing together leaders from all 55 member states. Key decisions will address ongoing conflicts across the continent and strategies to reduce dependence on foreign aid, especially in light of U.S. funding cuts and its withdrawal from the World Health Organization. Additionally, the summit will see the election of a new AU chairperson, with Kenya's Raila Odinga, Djibouti's Mahmoud Ali Youssouf, and Madagascar's Richard Randriamandrato emerging as frontrunners. On the international front, mass layoffs coming to Chevron. The oil major says it's slashing up to 20% of its global workforce as part of a cost-cutting effort. It's the latest oil and gas company to cut headcount amongst lower prices. Tony Waterman corresponds for us.
The company, which is the second largest U.S. oil and gas firm, hasn't said which jobs will be targeted. Last month, BP said it was trimming more than 5% of its workforce, while Shell announced 20% cuts late last year. Oil prices have been hovering around $70 a barrel, enough to make a profit, but significantly lower than a few years ago, even as President Donald Trump urges oil companies to drill, baby, drill. Tony Waterman, Texas.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.